This is the Pulse of the Caribbean. Caribbean News Roundup. Now, with today's Caribbean News headlines, here's Keisha.
This podcast is brought to you by Diamond Key Marina, British Virgin Islands, home of Foxy's Taboo, and Phenomenal Foods by Chef Holly, creator of West Indian-inspired seasonings and products. Welcome to Pulse of the Caribbean, Caribbean News Roundup. Proud to be one of the top 20 Caribbean podcasts on the web, as reported by FeedSpot. Here's a look at our Caribbean headlines for today. U.S. Virgin Islands approves $1.76 million contract for crucial East End substation rehabilitation, and a $14.7 million agreement with Wärtsilä gets green light. Bahamian government allocates $10 million for land acquisition payments. Puerto Rico obtains $3 million in federal funds to repair Key Port Road. British Virgin Islands to get National Meteorological Service. Direct flights from Fort Lauderdale to Barbados returns. And U.S. Virgin Islands celebrates 175th Emancipation Day anniversary. These and other stories on today's Pulse of the Caribbean Caribbean News Roundup for Monday, July 3rd. We start a report in the U.S. Virgin Islands, where a $1.76 million contract has been approved for crucial East End substation rehabilitation, and a $14.7 million agreement with Wärtsilä gets green light. In a meeting last week, the VI Water and Power Authority Governing Board addressed key issues impacting electrical services in the U.S. territory. A non-operational transformer at the East End substation on St. Thomas has persisted following the devastation caused by Hurricanes Irma and Maria in 2017. This is despite extensive rehabilitation efforts. The U.S. federally funded project to replace the transformer was recently given the green light by the U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. After a lengthy procurement process, local firm ABB Incorporated was awarded the $1.76 million contract that was unanimously approved by the Water and Power Authority Board. The board also approved an operation and maintenance agreement with Wärtsilä Caribbean Inc. for new generators at the Randolph Harley Power Plant on St. Thomas. Next up, the Bahamian government allocates $10 million for land acquisition payments. The Nassau Guardian reports that the Bahamian government has set aside $10 million to make land acquisition payments to Bahamian property owners. The government owes tens of millions of dollars to Bahamians who had their land taken from them for public use, for roads and different things that are public use things, and they have never been compensated. Last year, the government allocated $17 million to pay down a substantial amount of civil judgments against it. Now the government has allocated an additional $10 million towards land acquisition obligations of the government to Bahamian people at large. You're listening to Pulse of the Caribbean, Caribbean News Roundup. Visit us online at pulseofthecaribbean.com. Now on to Puerto Rico, where they have obtained $3 million in federal funds to repair key port roads. San Juan Star reports Puerto Rico Ports Authority Executive Director Joel Pizas-Batiz announced last week the approval of $3 million in federal subsidy for repairing roads in the port zone of San Juan. The funds come from the U.S. Department of Transportation Rebuilding America Infrastructure with Stability and Equity Raise Program. The funds are directed at financing, planning, and design studies for a total reconstruction of Avenida C in Puerto Rico Nueve Port Zone, the only access to the 8 ports of that zone. In addition to the reconstruction of the road, a study will consider the construction of underground structures, the system of illumination, truck access, and signage. In other news, Japan provides $428 million to bolster the Jamaica Constabulary Force mobility. Jamaica Information Service reports that the JFC received a major boost in its mobility of approximately $428 million in grant aid from the government of Japan. The sum, which is equivalent to 400 million Japanese yen, is being provided through Japan's Economic and Social Development Program and will be used to purchase 5 ambulances and 33 pickups for the JFC force. The parishes that are set to be beneficiaries of the pickups include St. Catherine North, St. Thomas, St. Andrew North, St. Andrew South, St. Mary, Portland, Westmoreland, St. James, St. Elizabeth, Clarendon, Hanover, Trelawney, and Kingston East. Additionally, the Specialized Operation Branch will receive 2 of the vehicles. The ambulances will be used to support emergency relief activities for the Jamaica Consular Force Medical Services Branch to transport sick and or injured members of the force. 1 unit will also be deployed to each of the force's 5 areas. Jamaica and Japan established diplomatic relations in 1964. This is Pulse of the Caribbean, Caribbean News Roundup. Have news and information you'd like to share with us? Email news releases to news@pulseofthecaribbean.com. British Virgin Islands to get National Meteorological Service. The government of the British Virgin Islands is taking steps to establish a National Meteorological Service in the British Virgin Islands. The Antigua National Meteorological Service currently provides these services to the BVI through the Department of Disaster Management. The BVI government press release indicates that the Caribbean Meteorological Organization will support the BVI in developing the National Meteorological Service as it has done in other CARICOM countries. Now on to Grenada, where Canada has provided $82,000 in funding to Grenada's organizations. Now Grenada reports Canada, the High Commission of Canada, is pleased to announce the contribution of $82,620 to 2 Grenadian organizations, the Grenada Planned Parenthood Association and Grenchap Inc., through the Canada Fund for Local Initiatives. The new projects will strengthen sexual and gender-based violence services in Grenada and increase public awareness of human rights through community outreach. Canada has awarded $49,905 to the Grenada Planned Parenthood Association to pilot a one-stop center for sexual and gender-based violence survivors in Grenada. And the Canada Fund has also provided $32,715 to Grenchap Inc. for the development of a training program and communication campaign aimed at building awareness around human rights in sexual and gender-based violence in Grenada. Grenchap Inc. will provide training to 15 community mobilizers on Grenada's Domestic Violence Act 2010, the International Bill of Rights and Social and Emotional Learning for the delivery of 14 community forums across Grenada, Carriacou, and Petite Martinique. You're listening to Pulse of the Caribbean, Caribbean News Roundup. To share information on upcoming events, email events@pulseofthecaribbean.com. Great travel news for Barbadians with the return of direct flights from Fort Lauderdale to Barbados. Barbados Today reports Barbados will soon have a new airline service to connect with the U.S. and the Northern Caribbean. From July 18 through August 16, 2023, Bahamas Air will operate charter service flights from Nassau, the Bahamas, to Bridgetown, Barbados via Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The twice-weekly service presents a new alternative for visitors and the diaspora to visit Barbados during the busy crop-over period and for Barbadians to connect to the U.S. and Northern Caribbean seamlessly. A competitive fare starting at $599 US, round trip by Bahamas Air is expected to complement the already existing airlift between Barbados and the U.S., while keeping connectivity between Barbados and the Northern Caribbean. Now here's our final note. The U.S. Virgin Islands is celebrating the 175th Emancipation Day anniversary today. July 3, 1848 is known as the Day of the Emancipation Revolt in the former Danish West Indies. All unfree in the Danish West Indies islands were emancipated. Today, there are several activities taking place in the U.S. territory, to include the official Emancipation Ceremony, Living Legends Awards presentation, the Unshackle Music Festival, and the debut of a new Clear the Road art exhibit at the Fort Christian Museum. Clear the Road Counter Archives Resistance Art Exhibit, a contemporary art show commemorating the Virgin Islands' 175th anniversary of freedom from enslavement, debuts today, Monday, July 3rd, at Fort Frederick Museum in Frederickstead, St. Croix. The Fort Frederick Museum on St. Croix is the historical site where Virgin Islands ancestors won their freedom. Monica Moran, U.S. Virgin Islands Chief Territorial Curator at the Department of Planning and Natural Resources, curated the exhibit, which includes paintings, large-scale murals, digital mixed media, sculptures, 3D objects, video art projections, artistic interventions, a video and short film documentary, a short book of poetry with photography, textile art, and performances. Clear the Road art exhibit will remain open until Friday, October 20, 2023. For more information on the exhibit and the VI Emancipation, visit vi175.com. Happy 175th Emancipation Day, U.S. Virgin Islands! This podcast has been brought to you by Diamond Key Marina, British Virgin Islands, home of Foxy's Taboo and Phenomenal Foods by Chef Holly, creator of West Indian-inspired seasonings and products. Have news and information you'd like to share with us? Email news releases to news@pulseofthecaribbean.com. And to share information on upcoming events, email events@pulseofthecaribbean.com. This has been your Pulse of the Caribbean Caribbean News Roundup. Proud to be one of the top 20 Caribbean podcasts on the web, as reported by FeedSpot. I'm Keisha Blyden. Fire!
For more Caribbean news stories and information, visit us online at pulseofthecaribbean.com. If you found value in this podcast, be sure to like and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And thank you in advance for choosing Pulse of the Caribbean Caribbean News Roundup as your source for Caribbean-centered news.